This is KTLO's Juno Afternoon, and it's about 6 minutes past the bottom of the hour. I'm today's host, Scott Burton. Our next guests include Rotarians and brewers to talk about the Pintdemic that starts coming up here in October. Let's see. The Rotarian in the crew, I believe, Mark Mesdag. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Yeah, nice to have you here. And from Barnaby Brewing, Matt Barnaby. Matt, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
And from the Alaskan Brewing Company and volunteer here at KTOO Public Media, Andy Klein. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Scott. Good to be on. Thanks for having us.
Nice to have you here. All right, Mark, should we start with you to sort of frame? I understand that the Pintdemic is an alternative to what we usually expect as Capital Brewfest. Tell us how it came to be.
Yeah, so no, we obviously Brewfest has been kind of an interesting year trying to figure out how we can still have an event despite everything going on. So we put our heads together, and one of the John Blasco on our committee here met with the brewers, and they came up with an idea. An alternative idea to what we normally do, since we don't have a venue and we can't meet in person. What we thought is, well, how could we let people still participate in some sort of brew off or brew fest event amidst COVID? So what they're doing is they're doing a brew off using a theme that we've used in the past for other brew fest events for Berry Fresh, I believe is what we're using. And so we asked the brewers to come up with some sort of brew using that theme. And then for the month of October, and actually, we've extended it through the end of November as well. So October through November, people can buy tickets. And with that, they get a passport and they get to go in and taste those beers and those brews at the four different breweries. So they got to go in. They do have to buy the brew when they get there. They get to taste it. And at the end, they get to vote on which one is their favorite. So with that, they get a mask at the beginning so they can use the mask when they go into each of the breweries. And then at the end, once they've completed it, we got... we made up a kind of a fun pint glass, a full pint glass this time, not the little tasters we normally use, that's got the logos of all four breweries on it with the Pintdemic logo. So it'll be kind of a unique pint glass that you won't be able to get elsewhere with all four breweries on one glass. So that'll be fun. And then a few other little items that we hope to throw in there. We also, then at the end, there'll be a door prizes with some kind of swag that we'll have, as well as Steve Allwine through Menhall Auto threw in a generator for us that we get to have as a door prize. So the grand prize is going to be a big generator, a little generator, I should say, with that. So that's the idea of what we're doing. And hopefully the brewers can tell you more about what they're doing on their end with it.
Got it. I'm going to come back to you in a minute, Mark. I want to understand more about Juno Rotary and what you guys support and what this supports. But before that, Andy Klein, will you outline sort of for us all the breweries that are involved?
Yeah, sure. And of course, we got Matt Barnaby of Barnaby Brewing with us today. And so Barnaby Brewing will be there too. And then also Devil's Club Brewing Company and Forbidden Peak. So, you know, the Berry Fresh idea came as an idea that we started as an after party to the Capital Brewfest. And the first year, Matt, correct me if I'm wrong, I think the first year was kind of the year you had that fire, and so you were burned out, unfortunately, the first year. But
that's
we were able to do it with Devil's Club. So that was really fun because it was the first collaborative event that we had, you know, we were the only brewery in town for 30 years, you know. So it was a really fun thing to have to welcome these new breweries on. The next year, Barnaby and Devil's Club and us all brewed up, and we started with that idea of let's brew a beer that we can do any kind of beer we want, but let's use the theme of something that's local, and we settled on the idea of berries. So let's brew fun berry beers, and they can be any kind of beer. They could be IPAs or whatever. And so there's been a lot of creativity around it. The last year we did a beer called the Berry Milkshake IPA that ended up becoming a bottled beer for us, our pilot series. So, I mean, this is one of those things, these events allow for a lot of creativity on the side of our brewers. And that's really cool. That's one of the things we've really missed in this very strange time, not being able to interact with people, have events, have fun ideas, flow of ideas, creativity flow. You know, we kind of produce our product for an audience, and we really miss that audience. So we're really happy that the Rotarians stepped forward with an idea about how to do an event without gigantic crowds. You know, people can come in on their own pace and at their own leisure and enjoy some of the great beers that our brewers and all the brewers in Juneau make. And so anyway, that's kind of a little bit of the history of it. And those are the other breweries involved as well.
Sounds good. All right, Matt, Barry Fresh. Tell us about what we can expect from Barnaby Brewing.
Yeah, so we had a little bit of a late start getting our planning going this year. So we sort of had to design our beer around our time limit. So this year we're doing a blackberry raspberry saison, ferments nice and fast. And we think that a lot of those flavors and the dryness will kind of complement the fruitiness of the raspberry and blackberry. So it's technically still fermenting, but we expect it to be wrapped up and ready to go in time.
Good. Are there any unique challenges to brewing with berries?
So berries, there comes, you know, the pulp and the sort of byproduct of the whole fruit, which just kind of makes it cumbersome to work with. Also, the addition of sugar, or sometimes depending on the fruit, can actually dilute the sugar in your beer. So using that in a way to make sure that you're still getting either the low alcohol or high alcohol that you're looking to get out of that beer.
Okay.
And the other thing I would add on that, Scott, is that if you go out and pick fresh berries, that can come with wild yeast. So sometimes that ends up being a challenge in the fermentation process as well.
All right. And Andy, I'm going to ask you in just a minute what you guys are brewing up. Back to you, Mark Mesdag. Tell us about Juneau Rotary and where the proceeds from this fundraiser will go.
Yeah, no, Juneau Rotary, you know, we've been a club for a very long time. And so we've done a whole pile of different projects. You know, and so the proceeds in the past have gone to different agencies. You know, we've supported United Way. We've supported the Hospital Foundation, I believe, and we've supported a whole number of different programs. So this year, you know, it's going back to support the club so we can continue doing those. So like one example of something that we just got done doing is we built a fence for a family in need that has done a lot of fostering. You know, one of our crew got a call saying, you know, there's this family that fosters, they need a place for their kids to be. And so we pulled together a whole club, and the whole club built the fence for this family. And so we tried to identify different needs in the community at different times. And go, and when we have these funds available, we're able to go tackle them.
Got it. Okay. So this takes place October, it sounds like, and through November. You get a face mask, a passport, and correct me if I'm wrong, Andy Klein, you can just go to one of these breweries at any point in October, November, get your stamp, have a beer. Andy, if it were you and you weren't associated with this, I know you like beer, how would you approach this and when would you go to the breweries?
Well, I mean, that's a really cool thing about when you can go to the breweries. You can kind of go anytime. I would go off hours because then you can kind of talk to the staff a little bit. You can get the inside story on the beers. And you sometimes can get a little information about upcoming beers. That's always a good thing. So, you know, if Matt's hanging out there and he's not busy brewing, you can get a little bit of info out of him. That stuff's all great. I mean, we really love the idea because it not only lets people try really exclusive beer, and that's the one thing that's about this beer. You know, other people don't get this beer while we're pouring this. You have to be a part of this program to even taste the beers we're brewing. So that's really cool. And that's the first time we've done that. So that's really cool. But also it, like, you know, allows people to come in and try other beers while they're there, see the tasting room, that kind of stuff, and see all the protocols that all the different breweries are putting into place to make sure that it's a safe environment and it's an environment that you feel comfortable in. So those are some of the added things about doing this. And yeah, I'd say go in the off hours, see if Matt's around, see if some of the brewers are around, get them, wheedle them for a little, get a little information out of them.
And Matt, so this is a competition though. Like you guys, is this a serious thing or is it fun? Are you guys sending spies to each other's breweries to see what they're up to? What's it look like?
Yeah. I mean, for us, it's all in good fun. I mean, complete disclosure, my plan is to, you know, get a crowler or a growler from every brewery and do my own little personal taste test. So, cool. I mean, I'll obviously have my own opinion, but yeah, I mean, I think it's all in good fun. And ultimately, you know, we're here to support the Rotary and what they do and and I don't want to say bring some normalcy, but you know, this time of the year is festival heavy for us. And so kind of sitting in town and not traveling to the different locations, it's a little weird. So it's kind of nice to bring back, although a different format, the sort of festival feel.
Yeah, Matt and I were in Denver last year around this time. Matt worked in going to an Avalanche game. That was pretty cool. But we were at the Great American Beer Festival. Matt's right. That's where we're used to heading out to festivals right now. So it does feel good to be brewing for a festival right now.
Good.
I'd say, you know, the one thing I'd add to that, Scott, is when Berry Fresh was an event, the only competition was to see who blew their kegs first. You know, we were just sort of seeing, okay, they blew their kegs first. So that was kind of the only competitive part of it.
And it's just, yeah, got it. All right. Mark Mesdag of Juno Rotary, if somebody wants to sign up to be a part of Pintdemic, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, the best thing is to go out to our website. If you, you know, you can actually just go out, even to Eventbrite is who we're selling it through. And if you go there, you type in the Juno Rotary Pintdemic, it'll pop right up. You should be able to go to JunoRotary.com, I believe it is. But if you just Google us and Google Pintdemic, it pops up through there and you can buy tickets. They're $20. The idea is you can get in there. Once you pay for the ticket, you can go and we check in at Alaska Brewing Company. So that's the start of it. All of the passports and the initial stuff will all be held at Alaskan. So they'll be checking everybody in. And then from there, you can go out however you want at your leisure. And that's the beauty of this thing is you get to do it at your leisure and what you're comfortable with. So whether you want to go in and sit in the tasting room if they're open and sit outside and have a brew, be able to chat with them, or just grab a crowler and go home and taste it at home. That's where this thing is works well.
All right.
Hey, Scott, could I add one more quick thing, which totally. I just wanted to say the beers we're brewing. I didn't get to say the beers that we're brewing at Alaskan Brewing. So we actually, to add on to what Matt said, we were up against it too. So we ended up having to do very small batches. So we're going to end up actually doing one beer. And then as that beer runs out, we'll do another beer as well. So the first one we're going to do is an Imperial Blonde Ale with strawberry and guava. That's going to be a double blonde, right around 8.5% alcohol. And then the second one we're going to do is kind of a really crazy one. It's a 12.5% alcohol Imperial Chocolate Raspberry Stout. So we're looking forward to those. They're very experimental for us. The Chocolate Raspberry Stout is still fermenting, a lot like Matt's story. We're kind of in and under the wire, but it's going to be really fun to be doing it. And we really thank Rotary for letting us be part of this.
And it sounds like participants will want to start at your tasting room over there by Costco. Is that right?
That's right. Over on Commercial Boulevard, we've got a big outdoor space for people to have their beer. So even under the current ordinance, people can come in and definitely in a really safe environment, come and have a beer anytime. We'll have tents set up as the weather gets a little bit rainier, and hopefully we'll get some more sun soon too.
Sounds good. Mark Mesdag, if somebody wants to join Juno Rotary and help build fences and do other good stuff, what's the best way to do that?
You know, the best way to do that is reach out to a Rotarian. You know, I mean, I'd be happy to talk with anybody that wants to join and kind of talk about what it is we want to do. If you know a Rotarian, just reach out to them. You know, there's our club, you know, but there are multiple other clubs. So there's clubs that meet on Wednesday. There's clubs that meet Thursday morning. There's a club that meets Tuesday at lunch. Then there's a club that meets every other week in the evenings on Thursday evenings. So, you know, there's usually a club that's going to meet your needs if you're depending on what your schedule looks like. So we kind of cover the basis there. So the best thing to do is reach out to a Rotarian and just start asking come to a few meetings. You know, right now everybody's meeting via Zoom and we're sending out links to anybody that wants to join and it kind of goes through the process there.
All right. And that's junorotary.org. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yep, I'm looking at it right now, and it's right at the top of our page there to click.
All right, that's Mark Mesdag of Juno Rotary. The Pintdemic is October and November, a chance to visit Juno breweries and participate in this event and contribute to Juno Rotary. Matt Barnaby, anything else you'd like to add to the conversation?
Just the biggest thing is make sure you check out our social media because we're constantly making sure that we're meeting the city requirements. Our hours or I guess the availability of on-site consumption will vary. So just, you know, before you head out, just double check all our social media, make sure that we're open.
That's Barnaby Brewing Company, correct?
That is correct, yeah.
All right. Andy Klein, anything else you'd like to add?
No, thanks so much. We really appreciate it. We're looking forward to what all the other breweries are going to be brewing up for this Pintdemic Capital Brew Fest. So it's going to be really fun to see just people come in. I know that a lot of tickets have already been sold. So I think people have to kind of get in under the wire here to get the remaining tickets. So I just encourage everyone to go find those tickets, and we'll be seeing you the month of October.
All right. JunoRotary.org. Thanks, everybody.
And thank you.
Thanks, Scott.
In some of my songs, I have casually mentioned the fact that I like to drink beer. This little song is more to the point.